I'm already buying my eggs in installments with Klarna. And the solution that his Secretary of Agriculture came up with, it's not very helpful.
I think the silver lining in all of this is, how do we, in our backyards, we've got chickens too, yeah, in our backyard, how do we solve for something like this? And people are sort of looking around thinking, wow, well, maybe I could get a chicken, yeah, in my backyard.
Yes, great idea. Great idea. In this time of uncertainty, the one thing I need now is a wild animal in my house pecking while I'm trying to make a frittata.
Now back to the Pete McMurray Show. Here's Pete and Lisa.
Michael Costa is one funny cat. You can see him on The Daily Show on Comedy Central. His new book is called Lucky Loser: Adventures in Tennis and Comedy, and is available now. Let's say hello to Michael Costa. It's one thing to be on The Daily Show and make news funny, but it's another thing when Jon Stewart throws it to you on national TV. That's a lot of pressure.
It's so cool, man. I can't even explain to you how cool it is to me. And, you know, it's like at some point I'm sitting there and I have to say, hey, man, get it together. You got to do your job. I keep staring at him going, I can't believe we're having a conversation. So, yes, very cool. Grew up watching him, grew up watching The Daily Show. And I get chills. I truly do. Still to this day, I get chills when they announce the show and they say hosted with Michael Costa. It's amazing to me.
I don't want to get too far in the weeds, but when I interviewed Jon Stewart in New York, I couldn't stop but stare at his arms because he's a hairy dude.
You know, that's interesting. I haven't even noticed the hair, but this coming Monday, I'll make sure to stop him in the hallway and I'll say, show me your arms, dude.
You can even see it on his knuckles. You don't even need, yeah, to see the arm.
Well, you know what? You know what this is, Lisa? This is self-preservation, because guess who else is hairy? Yeah, boy. Okay. Yeah, boy. So yeah, I don't, when I see a hairy man, I just think, yeah, like, yeah, now there's a man. There's a man.
You're Greek, right? Costa.
I'm not Greek.
You're not Greek.
Thank you for asking. My Wikipedia says I'm Greek.
Well, I just figured the last name, Costa. I know Costas that are Greek.
I know. And somebody wrote an article years ago that I was a Greek comedian, and that got linked all over the place.
And you just ran with it. Well, if it's making me famous, I'll take it.
Pete, these beautiful Greek women show up to my shows with dessert for me, and I have to go, I'm not Greek, I'm Ukrainian.
You don't. Oh, that's so sad.
It's so funny. The Mediterranean women, they bring food because it's like their version of love. Hey, I love you. Here's a pan of baklava. Here you go.
Also, my doctor here in New York goes, you got to start eating more of a Mediterranean diet. And I go, why do I feel like no one in Greece is hearing you should eat more of an American diet?
No.
Tell you that.
Oh,
one.
Yeah.
Listen,
yeah,
we have a serious diet and we love sausage. And we're not going to apologize for it.
No, you're not. But yes.
I thought this was a joke because you're a comic, but I looked you up. You actually played tennis, D1 tennis, at University of Illinois, and right, you were a professional tennis player, hence that's the right title of your book. I thought it was a joke.
Yeah, it's not a joke. This book is funny, but it's about it's about how, mm-hmm, my dream was to win Wimbledon, was to win the U.S. Open, and I was a great junior playing in Ann Arbor, Michigan. I was a great college player playing at University of Illinois. We won 4 Big Ten championships. And then I went to play pro. And let me tell you what happened when I played pro. I lost all of the time. Oh. These players are so good. They're 15 years old. They've been practicing on a Russian parking lot with a rope tied between two sticks. They were hungry. They were better than me. And this book is about that pursuit. What I learned in all of those successes as a junior and college player and failures as a pro, self-belief, diligence, resilience, solving problems alone, global travel. I didn't realize it at the time, but now as I look back, all of those benefited me so much when I then switched to comedy. Amazing.
So especially with youth who are in sports, mm-hmm, it becomes so much of your identity. How do, mm-hmm, you let that go and not just turn into like a husk of a human being when you realize you have to shift gears?
You know, it's crazy. Half my family is in Michigan, and every text message I get is like their kid scoring a goal or their kid doing gymnastics. And I go,
great,
are they doing anything else in the Midwest? You know, this was me. My whole identity was this. And I'm trying to tell kids, if you're paying attention, you're going to fail. Don't follow. No, do follow your dreams, but it's, you're going to fail. And the failure, all of those things, if you're open-minded and you're processing it all, is actually going to propel you to this next profession, whatever it is.
I feel like this is a TED talk right now.
Well, guess what, Pete? Let's do it.
Let's do this.
And you know what? I just switched microphones. I'm now wearing one of those microphones that starts in my ear and wraps around in my mouth.
It's more inspirational that way.
Yeah. Right. Well, look, Lisa's question is great because I've had to have so much reflection on this kid that I was. Mm-hmm. And the yearbook pictures, it's always like me with a racket. Like, come on, dude.
You know what?
But you know what? That's also okay because it got me here.
Right.
It got me to where I am.
Everybody has a journey. And we look back and we're like, yeah, okay. Should I have taken this route or that route? But you can't dwell on the past. And look where you are now. You're on national television. And if you didn't take that path, you wouldn't be here. On
not
this
everyone bounces back from the failure. Not everyone bounces back.
Let me really.
Are you calling him a failure?
No, I'm calling him a gosh darn winner.
Is Michael Costa a failure? Wait a second.
Let me. You guys will appreciate this. The reason tennis was so important to me, and this is literally the first three chapters of the book. I'm the youngest of four kids, and our family would go play tennis.
Oh my God!
If I wanted to be a member
son.
Of this family,
yeah.
If I wanted to be, if I wanted my brothers to talk to me, if I wanted my dad, who was my hero, to look me in the eye, if I wanted my sister to play with me, I had to play tennis. That's it. End of story.
The youngest son is always the most competitive in the family. You're my brother Dave. You're brother Dave Mick.
Yeah,
oh my
I'm
gosh!
Dave Mick.
Wow.
What's up, Dave? Much love to you, Dave.
Now that I think about it, Pete Sampras, very hairy as a tennis player.
And a Greek.
Yes, and Greek.
I'm thinking, though, what is harder, losing a match or bombing on stage?
Yeah, well, that's a great question. And let me tell you, bombing is harder because it's personal. Those jokes come from your soul. You're alone. I'm telling a story about my family, and that's bombing. You're rejecting me and my family.
Yeah.
That's harder. But to be successful at tennis or comedy, tennis is harder.
We're talking with Michael Costa from The Daily Show. Does anyone introduce you as Pickle?
My sister still calls me Pickle. Thank you, Pete, for going deep way back.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, my brother Todd, when I was born, he couldn't say Michael, so he said Mickle, and then somehow that turned to Pickle, and now I'm 45 years old.
Yeah.
I'm at a family dinner, and they're going, Pickle? What do you want, Pickle? And it's like, you know, I'm married with kids, right? Can you not do this in front of my family, please?
It's tough.
That's Mr. Pickle.
That's right. I mean, don't you just hate your siblings? You go back to eighth grade.
Yes.
I mean, I'm right in the middle of our family, and there's no respect whatsoever for me.
No. We'll go out to eat. Again, I'm a grown man, and I'll order at restaurant, and they'll go, you know, Michael, that's spicy.
Aww.
And I'm like, I know it's spicy. I own two homes. I can take spicy food now.
Oh, pulling out the two homes.
I've changed a
like
little,
that.
Okay?
Yeah. You ever been on a family Zoom where no one's paying attention to you? You're trying to make a point, and they just dismiss you? That happens to me all the time.
All the time? You're like, look, I think we should pull the plug on Dad.
Who still does family Zooms? Is this 2020? What happened?
You know what? You have a large family and you can't get everybody on the phone and you just do a quick Zoom and you talk.
It sounds like a
nightmare. I think that's great.
And here's the problem. If you have a large family, the first 30 minutes is just chit chat. And then you talk for 5 minutes business and then you're out. So it's 35 minutes. It's five minutes of business.
And plus, I think Zoom gives you 40 free minutes. So there you go.
There you go.
You're right. You're on The Daily Show. Did you ever grill a politician or a celebrity on the show and then meet them afterwards in person?
Well, what normally happens, Pete, is if we grill them on the show, when we get the opportunity to meet them, they flee.
Mm-hmm.
That's way more common. That happened to me, I'm not going to say, but it happened to me the last couple of days where I was doing a talk show and all of a sudden that one person's gone. So, look, good. That's what I say. Good. The Daily Show's job is to call out the BS on the right and on the left. And we do that. And if someone can't handle that, we're going to call that out. Well, then, you know, that's on them. Now, remember, we're a comedy show. Mm-hmm. We look for jokes first.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We don't get the headlines and then go, let's break this down through the academic and political. We go, no, what's funny here? And what's so strange about that is how many people stop us in the street and go, oh my God, you guys got it right. Oh my God, you are the where we get our news. And I go, you know, I'm not a journalist, right? You know, I just told like
I'm a tennis player. You know,
I'm a tennis player.
Yeah.
So it's a great job, man. We get to process the news, throw it in the comedy machine, turn out some comedy sausage, and then feed it to our people. It's
we
great.
Do the same thing on this show.
We're Lights. Not that funny, though.
Well, you don't have a staff of, you know, 28 writers. I bet you'd
you're
be
looking
funny
at them right now on Zoom.
But you wrote this book all on your own, right? You didn't have 28 ghostwriters, did you?
Thank you, Lisa. Everyone's been saying, well, did you write it? Well, who's the ghostwriter? Me. I'm the ghost.
That's really hard.
I wrote every single word of this thing. And by the way, that's why I haven't slept in 2 days, because when the book comes out, I didn't realize, oh man, this is personal. It's revealing. There's pictures of my family in there. I have a picture of every single one of my siblings holding me as a baby in this book.
Oh,
I have a picture.
I'm shedding a tear right now.
I know.
Are they holding a gherkin or a dill?
Well, I don't know. Explain that to me.
Because you're Mr. Pickle.
A pickle.
Oh.
Yeah. See, she brought it back around to wrap this
back,
up
y'all.
In a nice little bow. Yeah.
You guys, back.
When I was 8 years old, I lost this heartbreaking match, and I couldn't finish the match because I was crying. I was so emotional.
Here's
my older brother
finish,
had
folks.
To come on the court and hold me like a baby. Anyways,
big finish.
There's a picture of that moment in this book.
Oh.
And now as a parent, I go, why were my parents taking that picture?
That's so
of
intimate.
Me crying and my brother holding, you know, so.
It's a wonderful moment. Yeah.
It's embarrassing. This book is revealing. And most of all, it's funny. That's the whole point.
It's called Lucky Loser. Check him out on The Daily Show. Michael Costa, Ukrainian, not Greek, folks. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, Pete. Thank you, Lisa.
More of the Pete McMurray Show next.